All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. One of my favorite times of the year is upon us, and I'm talking about March Madness and how everything is going down in the world of college basketball. But just before we get to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which will take place next week, there is still plenty that has to be taken care of on a conference front, especially this week in conference tournaments. And I want to look to some key tournaments going on around the country this week and how teams will look to either enhance or simply get themselves into the conversation as far as making the big dance in the field of 68. Now, you look at the Big Ten tournament, which is set to begin this Wednesday, and the Big Ten right now, to me, I look at 8 teams getting in from this 14-team conference to the NCAA tournament. And I look at the teams that really have an opportunity in this tournament to make some noise. I look at the Michigan Wolverines right there. They're coming into this as the 8th seed. And this is a team, even in spite of their injuries, you look at the fact that Caris LeVert is not there. Could they potentially get on a roll and win a few games in this tournament? I mean, there's a potential quarterfinal matchup with the Indiana Hoosiers on Friday in this Big Ten tournament for Michigan. But you look at this Michigan team under head coach John Beilein, and they can play with anybody in the nation. I look at the Iowa Hawkeyes, who are sitting there as the 5th seed, and Iowa will get the winner Thursday of the Illinois-Minnesota matchup, which would then set up a potential quarterfinals matchup in the Big Ten tournament between Iowa and Purdue. So I think there's an opportunity right there for the Hawkeyes to do some damage, as can be the case for the Purdue Boilermakers. I also look at Michigan State at number 2. They are sitting pretty. And I know Michigan State, this is their time of year under head basketball coach Tom Izzo, but I also look at the Maryland Terrapins at number 3 heading into the Big Ten tourney. And I look at Maryland like this. They came into this season with a lot of national titles expectations. They were the second-ranked team in the land. And I'll tell you right now, Maryland, regardless of where they're going to end up as far as being seeded for the NCAA tournament, they are going to be a very dangerous team. Moving on to the Atlantic Coast Conference. Right now, North Carolina is the top team in this conference. And you just have to ask yourself, is there a team in this ACC tournament this year that can hang with the Tar Heels? I look at Pitt-Syracuse in their second-round matchup in the 8-9 game. There's no love lost between those schools. I look at Duke as a 5th seed, but Duke is not healthy right now, and they are dealing with some injuries, and that's going to take away from their effectiveness. You look at Virginia at number 2, but I really don't think that they could give the Tar Heels a problem this year, as Roy Williams has really put this team together, led by Kennedy Meeks. But I look at the Virginia Tech Hokies right here at number 6, and I know Virginia Tech, they really weren't a sexy pick to begin the year, but they came on and they finished strong, and it comes down to the coaching of Buzz Williams. And I think that Virginia Tech in this tournament can win a few games and potentially get themselves into the conversation as far as making the field of 68. You look at the Big 12 conference, and right now from top to bottom, the Big 12 has been arguably the best conference this year in college basketball. You look at both Kansas and Oklahoma, they have the potential to be number 1 seeds in the big dance, but right now Kansas is simply head and shoulders above everybody else in the Big 12. Now, a potential matchup that I'm looking forward to, I look at the quarterfinals in the Big 12 tournament. You have Texas Baylor in that classic 4-5 matchup, two teams that could be dangerous in the NCAA tournament. And if Texas were to get past Baylor in that contest, it would set up a rematch or a potential rematch with Kansas in the semifinals. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that Kansas went to Austin and they had their way with the Longhorns as they knocked them off by 30 points. And I guarantee you Shaka Smart and his crew have not forgotten that. And then, of course, you have the West Virginia Mountaineers sitting there at the 2 seed led by head coach Bob Huggins. And this is his type of team. Bob Huggins always recruits to the region that his team plays in. You remember when he was at Cincinnati, it was all about a Midwest thing. You remember when he came to West Virginia and they were in the Big East originally, he got a lot of guys from the New York area. Now that he's back in the Big 12, This time around, Bob Huggins is back on the Midwestern swing, but West Virginia is definitely going to be a dangerous team in the big dance. You look at the Pac-12 tournament, and the Pac-12 more than likely will get six teams in to the field of 68, but a team that I think is very dangerous right here is Oregon State. Oregon State is the sixth seed heading into this tournament, and they can get hot, but you also look at the team that they would potentially play in the quarterfinals in the Cal Bears, and they are a team that nobody wants to tangle with, as can be the case for the Utah Utes. The Arizona Wildcats are not as talented as they have been in years past, but you still have to respect what they can do. Moving on to the SEC, and the LSU Tigers come in here as the four seed. And this is a team, they were began the year ranked in the top 25, had one of the best players in college basketball in Ben Simmons. But unless LSU runs the table right here, they're going to be watching the tournament next week from home. I think A&M, Kentucky, and South Carolina are all locks. But you look at LSU, and they have to run the table. I mean, there's a potential quarterfinals matchup between them and Vanderbilt, and I'm not sure if that was the case, would LSU show up and be ready to play. But everything is in front of them to make a last-ditch effort to make the big dance. Then, of course, the Big East Tournament in Madison Square Garden in New York City. You know Villanova and Xavier are going to be two of the top seeds in the NCAA Tournament. They're 1 and 2, respectively, heading into the Big East. And I look at the Big East this year, and I think they definitely get five. I think Villanova, Xavier, Seton Hall, Providence, and Butler are all going to get into the field of 68. But you look at Creighton at 6 and Marquette at 7. There's an outside shot that both of these teams could still get into the field of 68. But I think for both Creighton and Marquette, it's going to mean that they're going to have to win at least two games in this tournament this week, which begins this Wednesday night at the Garden. Of course, Marquette plays in a late night game this Wednesday night against St. John's. St. John's only won one game within the conference. So it's a game right there for Marquette. It's really not going to help them, but it's something where it's not going to hurt them either to win, because if they win, they keep on playing, and there would be the potential quarterfinals matchup on Thursday night, against Xavier. That would definitely enhance Marquette's chances of getting into the field of 68. Creighton begins with a quarterfinals matchup against the Seton Hall Pirates on Thursday night, and then a potential matchup with Xavier in the semis, which would definitely enhance their chances to make it to the field of 68. You look at the American Athletic Conference, and of course, things got shaken up a little bit without the SMU Mustangs being postseason eligible due to NCAA violations. But you look at Temple, who is coming into this as a top seed. I also look at Houston and Tulsa. I think those three teams get in. A toss-up right now between Cincinnati and Connecticut in that 4-5 matchup in the AAC quarterfinals. However, Cincinnati really did enhance their chances just before the regular season ended, as they defeated SMU at home this past Sunday. But you look at UConn, and UConn has to get a few games here in the tournament, or else they're going to be NIT bound. I think they have to take care of business against Cincinnati, and then a potential matchup against Temple in the semis this Saturday. A victory right there would be very helpful for UConn, but they struggled coming down the stretch with losses to both Tulsa and Houston. So it's going to be interesting to see how Kevin Ollie's bunch can rebound in the conference tournament. You also look at the Atlantic 10 tournament, which will take place at the Barclays Center in downtown Brooklyn. And I look at this right here. I think Dayton, VCU, St. Bonaventure's, and St. Joel's all have legitimate shots to make the tournament. I just wonder about George Washington there as the fifth seed. They'll get the winner of George Mason and St. Louis in the second round of the A-10. But if George Washington could put together a few wins here and at least make the semifinals in this tournament, they have a chance to make the NCAA tournament next week. And finally, the West Coast Conference. And it's hard to believe that of this team, of this conference right here, I look at St. Mary's, I look at Gonzaga, and I look at BYU. They are clearly the three best teams in this conference. However, by the way things are looking, tonight's game between Gonzaga and BYU could be an elimination game, and that's sad, because I really think that both Gonzaga and BYU could do some damage in the NCAA tournament. If it was up to me, I would love to see St. Mary's, Gonzaga, and BYU all make the tournament, but it's not the way that it's going to go down, especially with some of these smaller or lower tier conferences not having their top seeds went. And you also look at the Metro Athletic Conference, where Iona knocked off Monmouth tonight, and it's going to be a situation that's a bid stealer right there, because they're going to take a bid away from somebody, not to mention that Monmouth is still more than likely going to make the field of 68. So this is important for Gonzaga and BYU. The winner right there continues playing, while the loser more than likely will go home. Excuse me. So I think there's plenty of action to look forward this week to this week in the tournaments. And I see it. It's going to be intense as always. And the bottom line, that's why we call it March Madness. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to thank you for taking the time out, for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, as always, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you're more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.